If you are just joining us, you're very welcome indeed. It is the U105 phone and we're live from Victoria Square today. I want to speak to Shimini Macandressa, who's organising a very special walk. This is a long distance walk. It's going all the way indeed from Belfast up to Derry. It's in memory of Lyra McKee. Shimini, good morning.
Hi Frank, how are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. The walk, when is it and who's going to be taking part?
Okay, the walk starts tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, leaving Ryder Square. Who is taking part? I suppose I should really explain where the idea came from first. My partner, Susan, she got home from work the day that Lyra had been killed, and she'd been hearing about it on the news all day. She's very upset about it. And she saw on social media that a friend of ours, Connell, had organized a vigil at outside City Hall with the help of a friend of his, Brenda. And Susan reached out to him through social media and they started chatting. And the next thing, they were on the phone to each other. And somewhere in that conversation, Susan decided, I have a pair of legs under me, I'll stick a pair of boots on me, and I'm going to walk to Derry. Connell thought this was a great idea, and he got Brenda involved. And the next day, we all met together in Connell and Chris's house. That was the fifth member of the organizing group. And we sat down and we said, okay, how are we going to do this? And we said, we're just going to start walking. We'll throw a tent on our back, and we'll just start walking. And from there, at that point, we stopped and said, well, we can't do anything else until we actually get the approval and permission and blessing of Lyra's family. So Connell was a friend of Lyra's. He was attending the wake and the funeral, and he mentioned to the family that we had had this idea, and they were very touched and pleased that we were thinking of doing this, and they gave their permission. So everything that we've done since then, we've always checked that we have the permission of the family to do it. And from there, we now have, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, there are just about 350 people leaving Belfast. And we're going to walk to Derry over 3 days. By the time we reach Derry, there'll be approximately maybe 700-800 people walking into Derry to Guildhall Square. And in Guildhall Square, there'll be a finale event where there are already tickets booked for almost 950 other people will meet us there. And the numbers are growing every day. They're growing by the minute. We're getting people signing up nearly every 10 minutes.
So it's a lovely idea.
It's a very simple idea. It's a very simple idea, but it's really grown into something really huge. We're really moved and touched by the generosity that people have shown and the support that we've been shown. I just read a thing on Facebook there from a girl in Australia wishing us luck, and we've been just inundated with words of support and offers of help, and people who wanted it at the start, they were saying, look, we can't take part in the walk, but we'll be at the side of the road with a plate of sandwiches and a cup of tea for you. And now it looks like they're going to be making sandwiches and tea for 400 odd people at one point. So it's really taken off. We've been really amazed at it. It's been a fantastic experience. It's been very, very hard work. This sort of thing, Connell and Brenda, I should mention, are an event manager and locations manager, so they're used to organizing big events, but not in such a short space of time. They said that something like this would normally take months to organize, and we've pulled it together in a matter of weeks. They've been working around the clock, and it's been such an experience, and now we're just looking forward to tomorrow when we leave Ryder Square. We got news yesterday that we'll be seen off from Ryder Square by a samba band who are going to come down and play for us, and we have entertainers at the campsites. We have a very interesting panel debate taking place in Dungiven on the Sunday night, and just about a week and a half ago we were able to announce that Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol will join us on the last leg of the walk from Dungiven to Derry, and he will perform on stage in the Guildhall Square. He'll do an acoustic set there for us as well. He's been very, very generous with his time.
Really positive to think that you have the input from Gary Lightbody, as you're saying. That is something that really is the cherry on the cake. And I have to say, Seamus, well done on organising it. Well done to the team. There's an important message, obviously, underlying throughout the walk. But it is a great community initiative for this part of the world, Seamus. Thank you very much for telling us about it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Frank. And just the message behind it is that we are walking in memory of Lara, but we're also asking the politicians to implement the Good Friday Agreement 21 years on, and still hasn't been properly implemented. And that's, we want to see a stop to this. We want to see an end to it. And the only way we can do that is by implementing the agreement that we all signed 21 years ago.
Jimmy, thank you very, very much. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.